up, what's up? This is Jamal Kelly, stand-up comedy, sitting down. It's my podcast, you understand? We're coming to you back. This is Brother Nigger Program 3. We have Brother Nigger Program 1 and 2, which is insinuated, obviously. If you're on 3 and you haven't seen the first 2, you need to refer. You understand? This is 3, once again, to Part 1. Stay on the podcast avenue somewhere, baby. I wouldn't put the first one up. Right, I'm sitting in my recording processes and knowing that is true. Once you sit there in your listening processes, knowing that I care about you just that much. I want you to listen to me so I give you enough to do so. What's the value in the exchange? We want to go back to that primary topic, the brother and nigger program together. Because going in separate, we don't have a conversation. Reach out to me and I'll reach out to you. Listen, if my podcast, if I become interested in you, I guarantee you I'm going to know you're listening to my podcast. I mean, I want to let you guys know. I have my occult connected to my technology. When I put these things out, you're in the atmosphere and I can feel your vibrations, you understand, on top of it. So if you're a covenant or single coil, whatever you want to call it, etc. This is in Sonic Renaissance. And then most definitely, I will hear you, perhaps I'll respond to you, but I have my email address, jamalkelly169@gmail.com. That's Google's email. That's their free email, Gmail. Remember when it first came out a long time ago, it was all hot. It said you couldn't get a Gmail account. It was very difficult to get because they were so wanted, but I got one right away. But I already had an MSN account and I had AOL, so I didn't really need the Gmail. But now on all the smartphones, you get the Gmail for Android that I've ever had, or just standard. So that one was mine. We're talking about this brother nigga program. So we might ask yourself, you want to hook a brother up, hook a nigga brother up. It's hook a brother up, hook a nigga up program. And we're talking about how you could be a stalker with this guy. You could be someone, anyone at all white, because this is a white-black thing. There's Puerto Rican Americans and all that, and they're involved in our community. But we have some intrinsic situations that are white and black. Before our Latino brothers came in with, and actually Mexicans, etc. And all the other facets of nationalities and ethnic groups that make up our fine. Current modern-day American citizen. We are the caffeinated citizens of the planet. Everybody else is hybrid over there. They ain't like us. We kind of they ways. They got a little bit of us in them. No, because we got some of them in us. We got the good sniffing noses, baby. How many of y'all been off our property? Oh, man. You been over there to their property? Is that shit even there? What are people just trying to make pretend that we ain't in nuclear war? And our government's just running all around for the last 10 years trying just not to get where they're at hit. And right now, one of them's in Philadelphia. And that's where I'm at. But the bank just didn't get hit yet for whatever reason. And we just nuke each other back and forth. 10 years. We don't even know. Leave the district, that's your ass. Try to leave Manhattan, cut off at the neck on the border, just don't know. Probably just disappearing into organs anyway. They ain't medical over in Europe. Africa's blown bits and pieces. Rebuilding. Trying to have it gone. Queen England's on the rush, staying in the island underground. We have no idea what the fuck is going on on our fucking planet to look around us. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to do. How many of you have done it? How many of you are going to do it? How did you do it? Did you backpack it? I mean, did you just barely get over there, $700 in your pocket? You better be aware of snuff you want over in Europe with a backpack on your back, your passport in your back pocket, $700 in your front. I just snatch you up, take the money, sell the passport, and catch you up after raping you. And they're a form of our serial killers, and you have to be careful in our family and our country traveling around as well from our indigenous population of Americans. So if they have someone, since we're all predators and we can do nothing but attack, let's talk about that for a second. I'm saying you do something at all right now except attack. I mean, do not change your environment at all right now, yet commit an action. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can do that probably in your opinion most best in your mentality. And not move your physicality. I'm more aware of the occult than that. You know what I'm saying? Most definitively, you're touching your environment and trying to control it to your comfort against its will continuously. And in our country, I repeat, I think it's probably the same in other countries. Maybe they got creative. Maybe there's some juices over there we didn't get over here. Maybe we refined the situation or grew it. But there's no way, as far as conversation is concerned, you're going to go up to anyone in our country and say anything to them without trying to take something from them or change them into something. Are you trying to gain something from them or change them into something? It's as simple as that. When you say to take, I know the energy interchanges. So just go to the overall. You're trying to gain something from them or change them into something, or there's no way you're saying something to them at all in America. You know what I'm saying? So I already know from the rip that you're going to attack me when you approach me. Your physicality and with your vocals. You understand? So how do you fit into a situation in which you're stronger in that sort of environment? There's a lot of different ways. Not just receiving money, but also giving money can put you in those certain circumstances. And I'm talking about the brother, you give a brother, you give a nigga, or hook a brother up, hook a nigga up program. You know what I'm saying? When you're that stockbroker, you just got that $100,000, and you want to give $1,000 to a brother. You ain't even not even know where your brother's at. When's the last time you saw a black man in the country if you're white and on Wall Street? You know what I'm saying? Well, then post somebody and they're your brothers. On the street in Manhattan, put a suit on, Reverend, just stand around the corner of the street while stockbrokers walk by in the morning to get their newspapers or whatever, their little route there, and then they go to their offices. And you hook a brother up, hook a nigga up, program, post spokesperson. You stand there and ask them why you're supposed to fucking money. You know you just got some money in his pocket, and stockbrokers, you're going to need a little hookup. There's a lot of little things you can get from that brother standing on the corner and economies that you can't get elsewise, and you don't know none of them. You don't know none of us at all. Well, there's the introduction. Toss him a grand. Give him a business card. He can stand right there. He can do this 5-hour shift there. And somebody else can do a 5-hour shift there. And you can get the hook a brother up, hook a nigga up program. That's asset reallocation. Ain't no way in hell you're going to do nothing with that $1,000 but blow it anyway. If you just got $100,000. Well, if he got that brother standing there ain't got no money in his pocket but the $1,000, he about to do a lot of real good in the community and circulate the money anyway. And the one with the $100,000 has lost nothing he'll ever notice, ever, and gained an enormous amount in retrospect. He's never going to notice that $1,000 on the street. I know he's not. So those sorts of things that the everyday white man and the everyday white woman can do, that money coming out of her pocket too, but we do some social on the side, can do. You know what I mean? In lieu of Congress giving us that $1 million fucking reparations, we still want that. Per head. Per African American head. And our inheritances for the work our ancestors did and the suffering, including the suffering they had to do, is turmoil and work to give your grandancestor a fucking blowjob. And yes, you get the confidence in your chest from the blowjob as he passes down that smile to you from generation to generation in that posted monetary position or not here in this country with the white face flash. And we're just focusing on just that aspect because it's raw cut turkey and we're dealing with the men, baby. The sisters, you can deal with the women. We can help us get our $1 million per head and let's just see root over this motherfucker. With some skills and talents are yet unbeknown. The social standing, like that, the top is a wide-ranging topic. I'ma clip this though, baby. You can hear this music for a little bit. You know what I mean? This is 1940, adaptive remix by the Submarines. Y'all gonna hear me again, so you can click it off and listen to the tunes, baby.